NPR's business news starts with record profits for Samsung. Samsung Electronics announced profits of more than $8 billion for the final quarter of 2012. That's a 90% increase from that same period last year. It's also the fifth consecutive quarter of record profits for Samsung.
The company's success is largely thanks to its Galaxy smartphone. That line of phones helped Samsung become the world's biggest phone maker, surpassing Nokia last year.
Samsung's Japanese competitor, Sony, is also looking to smartphones in an effort to turn around its flagging fortunes. This week at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Sony unveiled an innovation useful for people who like to do their chatting and texting in the bathroom. That would be a water-resistant smartphone.
You know, a protective plastic cover that seals the phone's various ports, meaning that it's if you should accidentally drop it in the tub or in the toilet, for that matter, or jump in the swimming pool with your phone in your pocket. Not that I've ever done that very often.
It would all be fine.
It would all be fine. Sony says the water-resistant smartphone can survive underwater for up to 30 minutes without damage.
And Sony thinks it's onto a winner, pointing out that surveys show 1 in 10 people have dropped their phone in a toilet at some point.